Welcome to Assets and Aging and my Facebook Live. I'm not going to be reading anything today, so I'll take off my glasses for a while and just talk to you. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Glad to have you with us. Make sure you look at my other Facebook posts. Today is going to be really personal. It's not going to be anything earth-shaking, but I think you'll like it. I want to talk about mental illness for a little bit. Make sure you go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Share this with somebody. Follow me on Facebook. Follow my podcasts every Wednesday on my website. Get to one of my upcoming workshops. They're all listed on my website. Follow my radio show. It's on my website. It's a good place to be if you care about the issues of aging. And I want to comment on a couple things that are completely unrelated to Medi-Cal, but kind of related to the issues of old age. I've been confronted lately with a lot of articles, not confronted, I've seen a lot of articles on mental health and mental issues and bipolar disorder and dementia and all of that kind of stuff. And my comments are personal. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist. But I've been doing this for a long time. And they have to do with one of the issues of aging, which is mental illness. Alzheimer's is a mental illness. Depression is a mental illness. Bipolar disorder is a mental illness. Sundowner syndrome is a mental illness. The dementia that sometimes goes with Parkinson's is a mental illness. And it's something we ignore. If somebody has cancer, everyone around them goes, oh, you know, Fred, I hope you're feeling better. Mildred, I hope Fred's doing better. We all wish him the best. If somebody has a debilitating disease like Parkinson's or cancer or heart disease, people around us are kind of drawn to us in a kind of sympathetic way. But if someone has a mental illness, if someone has a mental disease, such as dementia, everybody goes this way. People stop coming around because Fred's weird. People don't come to see mom anymore because Fred's weird, or vice versa. When it comes to dementia, for the most part, people are left alone. Friends disappear, acquaintances disappear, neighbors disappear, because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to deal with it. And loneliness, which I've also been reading a lot about lately, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal within the last week on loneliness. I wish I had it with me. I don't have it with me. You can look it up. It was a terrific article. Sets in. Depression sets in. Suicide sets in among family members who are taking care of someone with a mental illness. It's a real issue in our society, and it's a real issue here. I see people with dementia all the time. I don't avoid them. I talk to them. When I go into a nursing home, I talk to everybody there. Hello, how are you? Even if they clearly know that I'm not, I don't know who they are, and they don't know who I am, and they clearly may have dementia. But it's really important as friends, as family, that you draw just as close for dementia and for frailty and for senility or whatever you want to call it as you would for any other debilitating, life-threatening disease. It's a personal statement, but I'm just hoping that it will take hold because caregivers are the most stressed out, forgotten people on the planet. And they're stressed out and forgotten because they're trying to take care of someone who does strange things, who doesn't know where the bathroom is, who doesn't know how to dress, who doesn't know how to eat, who says weird things, who makes weird noises. And that caregiver, whoever it is, whether it's a child or a daughter or a son or a mom or whoever it is stressed out more than you can ever imagine. So I'm asking you to do something. I'm asking you to identify that person that you love or know in your family that has dementia, and I'm asking you to draw closer to them and closer to their family and closer to the caregiver. I don't talk about this very much. In fact, I think this is one of the first times I've talked about it in a long time. I talk about it in family meetings all the time, and I've started to talk about it at my workshops more. If you'd like to get to one of my workshops on the issues of aging, I've got several coming up. Take a look at my website, assetsandaging.com. And thank you for following me here on Facebook Live. I hope what I've said today touches some of your hearts and is important to some of you. But the people I really want to get to are those people who have drawn away from that family or that person who is a little strange, who acts a little weirdly because they have dementia. I'm asking you to draw closer, especially to the caregiver, and support that caregiver and make sure that that family member, whoever it is, has your help, your support, your concern, and your empathy. Not sympathy, empathy for what they're going through. Thanks so much for joining me here today on Assets and Aging Live. I hope you'll join me again. I'll be doing more of these all the time. I hope you'll go to my radio show, my website, sign up for a workshop, listen to my podcast tomorrow live on my website, Assets and Aging. Share this Facebook page with somebody else. Share my comments with somebody else. They might find them comforting. Thanks so much for joining me today right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.